Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast with Benjamin Boster. If you're tired of sleepless nights, you'll love the I Can't Sleep podcast. I help quiet your mind by reading random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. Each episode provides enough interesting content to hold your attention, and then your mind lets you drift off. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. That's I Can't Sleep with Benjamin Boster.
Scary mysteries, twisted news, Leonard Lake and Charles Ng victims, and haunted Lansdowne Pub. Terrifying cases of true crimes and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll tackle the exhumed remains believed to have been the victims of Charles Ng and Leonard Lake, as well as the scary tale of a ghost that scares off people in a pub. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Leonard Lake and Charles Ng Victims. The media often portrays most serial killers as the isolated type. These are loners who prefer to execute their devious plans all by themselves. But contrary to what's being sensationalized, some murder maniacs actually work with others. And as what you might expect, their partnerships make them even more dangerous and frightening, as they already were. Meet the terrifying killer duo, Charles Ng and Leonard Lake. Between 1983 and 1985, Ng and Lake lured, tortured, raped, and brutally killed people from a remote cabin in Wilseyville in California. This horrifying couple of murderers didn't exactly have a preference when it came to choosing their victims. They literally took anyone who would unfortunately fall into their trap. Men, women, and yes, even infants would suffer the same bitter fate at the hands of these two devious killers. As if that's not disturbing enough, it's also quite unnerving to know that Ng and Lake loved to record their gruesome exploits on video. These same pieces of footage were actually exhibited at their subsequent court trial, the details of which revealed just how insanely twisted these psychopaths were. In one clip, Ng can be heard talking to a woman who had been pleading for her life and that of her baby. Ng said, "You can cry and stuff, like the rest of them, but it won't do any good. We are pretty cold-hearted, so to speak." They then proceeded to sexually assault and kill the female victim, who was later identified to be Brenda O'Connor. Her boyfriend, Looney Bond, and their baby son, Looney Jr., were murdered as well inside Lake's makeshift bunker. This family was among the 25 total suspected victims of Ing and Lake, and sad to say, out of the 25 who perished, only a handful of them could be identified. Due to the limitation on the forensic science at the time, the identities of most of these individuals have yet to be known. The recent developments happening in the California criminal investigation, however, seem to suggest that this may soon be given a solution. In August of 2021, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Cold Case Department announced that they had exhumed the remains of the people believed to be killed by the two serial killers decades ago. With the use of a much more developed and advanced DNA technology, authorities are quite confident that it won't take long before these unfortunate souls will finally be given back their names. The Calaveras County Sheriff's Office said that the recent forensic technology now has the ability to identify human remains, even those previously thought to be unsuitable for DNA analysis. With the approval from the California Department of Justice, investigators have removed the remains from the crypt from which they were first laid to rest. Aside from the DOJ, the Calaveras police are also working with criminalists and expert forensic anthropologists to catalog and analyze the remains. These pieces of evidence will then be determined if they are viable for DNA analysis. Should they turn out to be, the California Justice will proceed to compare the DNA recovered from the samples to the DNA obtained from the participating families of victims. Those that won't get a match will then be forwarded to the missing persons DNA database for comparison and identification. It's a monumental task, to say the least, but authorities hope that this could offer consolation and closure to the family and loved ones of the victims. As to what happened to the culprits, in June of 85, Ing was caught stealing from a hardware store in San Francisco. He was able to evade arrest, but Lake, who came to the store in an attempt to settle the theft, was apprehended. Police discovered that he had been using the identity of a person who had been missing for weeks. When officers searched through his car, they found an illegal silencer. He was immediately taken to the police station, where he was detained, and unknowingly, he had brought with him several cyanide pills, which he had been hiding through the lining of his clothes. As soon as he was left alone, he swallowed the pills and died before he could be further questioned. Meanwhile, his partner in crime fled northward to Canada. The ensuing investigation brought detectives to the horror cabin in Wilseyville. There, they recovered plenty of evidence, such as stolen IDs, credit cards, and personal belongings of the supposed victims. Also found were the abandoned vehicles of people who had gone missing. A kleptomaniac, Ing was once again caught shoplifting, this time in Canada. In 1991, he was eventually extradited back to California, where he was indicted on multiple counts of first-degree murder. The murder videos retrieved served as solid proof on the argument that he was as responsible as Lake. In 1999, Ing was found guilty and was then sentenced to death by lethal injection. But since the state suspended execution of death penalties in 2006, the man remains on death row in San Quentin State Prison. The Lake and Ing murder spree continues to haunt the people of Calaveras County. Considering the degree of brutality and violence that they were capable of doing, these two make the likes of Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Gary Ridgway look amateurish. Number 2. Haunted Lansdowne Pub. Safety, chemical, biological, physical, and ergonomic. We're talking about the five commonly identified workplace hazards. But perhaps we forgot to mention the sixth one, a paranormal hazard. Sure, it's not officially recognized, but the following supervisor certainly had it in mind. Haley Budd is the manager of the Lansdowne Pub in Cardiff in the UK. She has been working at this rather popular waterhole for quite some time now, and she doesn't have any complaints or jarring issues about the place. However, that sentiment might soon be changed for some very creepy reasons. On July 26, 2021, the 33-year-old took a break from her evening shift. She sat down on a chair and scrolled through her phone, biding her sweet time. Suddenly, she spotted a chair opposite her, apparently moving on its own. She couldn't be more frightened to witness the piece of furniture tuck itself under the same table where she was resting. Any logical person in her position would immediately leave the place, but Bud decided to hold off her senses and looked around to see who was the culprit. She even ducked to check underneath the table, but much to her bewilderment, nothing was there to give credit to her theories. Desperate, she went on to check the footage taken by the security cameras installed within the establishment, and at that point, things became even more disturbing. In the video, the chair has indeed moved on its own. It is as if some invisible force has acted upon it. Meanwhile, the manager can be seen utterly disturbed by the sudden movement. Good thing Bud had nerves of steel. She remained calm and composed despite the eerie incident that just took place right in front of her eyes. The mother of three said in an interview, "I wasn't frightened enough to quit my job and run out of there, but I was really shocked." Checking the CCTV footage led to more unsettling discoveries. In another clip, a member of the staff can be seen looking perplexed as a chalkboard hanging on the bar's wall appears to swing back and forth on its own. More and more stories of inexplicable nature began to surface after this, and this time, it wasn't only from the workers, but from the regulars themselves. They pointed out the long-running rumor about a woman who's been haunting the pub. Surprisingly, it seemed like everyone had already known about it. In fact, they already had a name for this otherworldly patron, the Ghost Lady Lansdowne, or simply Lady Lansdowne. They said she had never actually done anything that was a cause for concern. However, for the pub manager, the recent occurrence may prove to be quite problematic. Bud said that though these bizarre instances may not pose any danger to the place, its customers, and its staff, she still believes that this could have some undesirable effect on business. The Cardiff resident revealed that the workers were so spooked by the presence of the ghost, it severely affected their morale, that they even threatened the management to leave if they ever come into contact with Lady Lansdowne. Bud went on to say, "A lot of the staff have said that if anything happens when they're there, then they'll go home." For the Lansdowne pub crew to feel this way is definitely understandable, because while their physical beings are not being put to harm, these strange occurrences could nonetheless traumatize them mentally and emotionally. As far as we know, these kinds of trauma could last for a lifetime unless treated. Now, that probably makes it the worst kind of workplace hazard. So there were two of the most unnerving and creepy stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you guys enjoyed this video, then please subscribe. Check out our Patreon page where we have crazy videos that we can't show on YouTube. And check out some of our other videos on the right over here. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you soon.